Next up is another wonderful person who always brings something special to the microphone. Let's give a big hand for Cheryl Perreault.
That was pretty, Hat Rack. Thank you. I felt like I was in France, Paris. Yes. And wonderful features with Lloyd and Perry and Dan as well. Beautiful evening. And I would like to invite you to the last event I am hosting. I am the one spoken word act this evening, right, Ellen? Yes? All right, there we go. And I'm also a host of a venue that's called Wake Up and Smell the Poetry for poetry, story, and song. And the last one of season is June 2nd, Saturday morning instead of night, in Hopkinton at HKM Studios. If you're interested, I'll be happy to put you on my email list. And we are featuring Bill Duncan of Boston and Lauren Passarelli, singer-songwriter of Berklee College, and poet Martha Collins coming from Oberlin. So I'm excited about our last event of the season, and then we have a little break for summer. So my dogs and I are sensitive to the weather. I wanted to let you know. Junie, my supersonic labradoodle, is especially hypersensitive to weather outside, and she becomes anxious with a shift in the weather when storms come. And my radar opens up when storms are coming in as well, so we kind of share that line between us. Fortunately, we are not as hypersensitive as the dog I had prior, Kaylee, the Israel Canaan, who, when the rainstorm would come in, she would jump in the bathtub and save herself only. And you'd hear the click of her long toenails on the bathroom on the porcelain. And one night there was a really bad storm, and that's all that I could hear. Everybody else was asleep, but because I was awake from the storm with Kaylee in the bathtub, I had no choice but to stay awake and think and write a spoken word poem. And because I try to avoid singing only on occasion, I do get brave enough. But I thought, for those of you here remaining, we could make this a clap-along instead of a sing-along. And if you are so brave, I know Kate's going to help me out with a little percussion. This is called Refuge, Kate. So whenever you want, if you're... Just do that. Just keep... Oh, and if I do this, if you could just do me the favor of pausing, and then we'll resume. So this is interactive. This is fun, right? Let's go. One more time. There we go. I can't sleep and counting sheep then multiply as the sheep race by. The rain falls down and crashes round our little house. Yet I marvel at Mother Nature's force. While the dog cries out and pants and gasps and jumps into the porcelain bath, the lightning zips and hits the ground, thunder shakes the house around, feels like war is all around, mortar hits the grass and jolts the windows, pummels glass. While my husband sleeps inside our bed, I lie awake and cover my head. Yet I marvel at Mother Nature's force. And before I trail off into doze, I think of those people from long ago who lay in the shelter of animal hides or in a cave or under sky, how they did brave the stormy nights, unable to sleep. Till morning light, they'd pull up the skin of the antelopes and try to count the mountain goats and think of their ancestors on the roam who marveled at Mother Nature's force. I'll go solo now. And throughout time, we all have roamed seeking safety from the storm. We have crawled under cover of our universal home with quilts, blankets, skins, and hides to feel the shelter around us under the shelter of sky. And then we all eventually do close our eyes and start to doze off into sleep, fall into dreams that are so deep until the clearing and reappearing of the calm, bright morning light. To then awaken and then all rise to feel the refuge from the storm of night. It's for my dog, Kaylee. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl, and thank everybody for joining in and clapping. That was